Good afternoon. Showers have been common today across a large part of interior New York and New England as a wave of low pressure rides north and east through a deep upper-level trough that is centered over the Great Lakes. As the energy and moisture continue to lift away from the region, we'll still have a few scattered showers early this afternoon, and then we'll have a return to at least some sunshine from west to east by the middle and latter portion of the day. With the sun coming back, temperatures will respond nicely, climbing back through the 50s and into the middle and upper 60s on average for daytime highs. That trough will hang out over top of us through the weekend, but there will not be much moisture left for it to act on. As a result, skies will be partly cloudy tonight, and lows will drop back into the lower 40s. This will lead to a mixture of sunshine and clouds as the surface area of high pressure builds in for Saturday, and highs on the seasonably cool side in the lower 60s. Sunshine will then give way to increasing clouds as that high pressure departs on Sunday. It'll stay dry for the second half of the weekend, though, and highs will be in the lower 60s once again. Another disturbance will work its way in our direction for the day on Monday, and skies will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Temperatures will stay in the lower 60s before we have a return to sunshine on Tuesday. A milder trend as we head through the middle of the week, with highs on Tuesday in the mid-60s and mid-60s again on Wednesday, although a disturbance on the eastern seaboard may produce a few showers in the middle of the week as well. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, high pressure currently over the plains will continue to drag cool Canadian air south across the central and eastern United States on the backside of that deep upper-level trough. The primary low-pressure system currently draped along the East Coast is forecast to move offshore, and it'll be followed by the cooler air mass from the central United States, where highs will be up to 20 degrees below average through the beginning of the weekend. Meanwhile, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect along coastal California, as high temperatures are forecast to remain 15 to 20 degrees above normal for many places into the weekend. The excessive heat combined with continuing dry conditions will promote the possibility of fires to break out along the California coast, as indicated by red flag warnings from the Storm Prediction Center and elevated fire weather risk areas for today. Air quality alerts are also in effect for various parts of inland California and Oregon. And a stationary boundary currently draped over southern Florida will continue to be the focus for heavy rain and scattered thunderstorms through Saturday. A slight risk of flash flooding is in effect for the southern part of Florida as a result. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Palm Springs and Thermal, both in California, to a low of 14 at Grand Lake, Colorado, Albany, Wyoming, and Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers likely and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low 45, the record high 85 set in 1927, and the record low 30 in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:34 p.m. 11 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Scattered showers, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs around 60. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Scattered showers, then partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Scattered showers, then partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Sunday, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers on Monday, staying in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny, back into the mid-60s on Tuesday. A chance of showers, mid-60s on Wednesday. And a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Thursday, with highs back into the middle and upper 50s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.